two Otorohoga now, where red, pink, orange and blue bags might catch your eye as you're driving down the main street. They're the craft of Dan Hickman, who spent close to 50 years designing bags for the needs of his community. From hay bale bags, caving bags, truckie bags to your saddle bag, there's not many in the town without at least one of the colourful designs. You could say he's world famous in Otorohanga.
My favourite bag would be this bag. It's called a expander bag. It's got two zips on the bottom and you unzip and it goes right around.
Gosh, it's just doubled in size.
Doubles in size at the top. But then I did that one for quite a number of years and then I put an extra one in. Purple, but the bottom one is a pocket, separate pocket.
What makes it your favourite bag? Because there's many to choose from here, obviously.
Oh, bags for Christmas, yeah. It's nice and technical to put together. You've got to be thinking all the time which way it's going together because you can muck it up. Yeah, that was the word I was going to think.
We're with Dan of Dan's Bags.
You are.
The name in the face of the business.
Well, that's what I thought it was. But then Dan's Bags, Christine worked it out after 40 years of hard labour that Dan's Bags stands for Durable, Affordable New Zealand Bags. So that was me put in my place.
So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been making bags for 49 years.
Fair go. I
started many years ago making leather shoulder bags. I got a job at Grat Outdoors Tent Factory. And I was doing different jobs there, which weren't sewing. But there was 150 women there. I could sell my shoulder bags to, which was quite good because there was a few girls, they were paying them off $5 a week.
Oh, please.
And I was making more money out of shoulder bags than I was doing working at Grat Outdoors. Yeah.
Where did that passion to make those bags begin?
Begin, right. I wanted a pair of moccasin boots. Mm. I wanted that. You couldn't get them in the day. And so I wanted to make this pair of moccasin boots. I went to the leather and handcraft shop and was going to make these moccasins, but then got diverted into shoulder bags. I was working at Grat Outdoors and the sewing machine mechanic, the leather was getting very expensive for the shoulder bags, and I was sort of getting a bit over that. And the sewing machine mechanic, he said, "Look, I've got this fantastic sewing machine you should buy." And I said, "Look, I can't afford anything. You know, I couldn't afford a sewing machine. All I've got is a 7-foot freezer at home. I can't afford to fill with bread, let alone meat." And he said, "Well, I'm looking for a freezer." So we swapped.
Really?
And that was my first sewing machine. And I would get the scrap out of the bin at Grat Outdoors and I would make bags. In here, we do all the cutting here and the patterns. You roll the material out to the length you need, and then, so you might cut 30 at a time. Then it comes over to the famous banging bench.
Banging bench?
This is where we put the patterns on and then drill or bang the holes so we know where halfway is, where we start, where we finish. Over here we have webbing cutting bench that I'll show you. Now, this heats up really, really hot and you roll it, all your webbing out, whatever size, and so it cuts it
and just slices right through that. You be careful with your hands on that machine, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You've got Dan's Bags written on this webbing, and You've told me you haven't ever done any advertising because you just put it on the bag.
The bag advertises for us. We don't advertise for the bag.
What is behind the colours? Because obviously you could do, you know, your black and white and brown standard looking bags, but what I see, purple, orange, blue, yellow, green.
If there is any colour we can get, we grabbed.
We tried to get as many colours as we can. And we couldn't get most of those colours. We couldn't even get 6 or 7 years ago. And it's been, for us, it's been great because the type of bags that we make, it's just the colours just do it for them.
And the wholesalers in Auckland, they've been brilliant. They've brought different things in. But now
buy them,
they're discontinuing some colours. So it's, you know, we're just grabbing anything we can.
But what makes you want to do it in those colours?
Oh, because it's boring sewing black.
Yeah, you've got to like what you're making.
You do.
And I like colour. It's
the colours that sell. We occasionally get people coming, have you just got a black bag? And we'd have to really search for a black bag, an all-black bag.
You talked about, you know, the start of getting into bags. Were you with each other at the time? Mm.
Yes, we're 48 years married.
Almost 49 next month, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 49 years, We've always done stuff together.
Yeah, I do get reminded. What?
But we sort of have always worked in different things, and it wasn't until mid-1990s bags was very difficult, a very difficult market. There was so much cheap import, and just very difficult to compete. Well, you couldn't compete, actually. And we were also doing sportswear, you know, tracksuits and that sort of stuff. So that sort of kept us going. And then it's just got to a point where there was just so much other cheap import with that. And around about that time, that was about 7 or 8 years ago, I suppose it would have been, we dropped doing sportswear totally, forget it, and went into doing just bags and just developing mainly industrial stuff. It's just, we do a lot of stuff for shearers, some of their machine bags. We do
the drop arm bag for the big arm. Going to the handpiece.
Yeah, big backpacks.
All the top shearers seem to have our bag.
Yeah, they love our stuff. And it's we do a lot of stuff for pest control. The guys in the area, it's pouches, it's big backpacks, there's all sorts of things. And like Blackwater Rafting, they have their special backpacks, which they tell us what they want and we do it. And that's pretty much how it works. It's just, we send stuff all over New Zealand.
Have you always been in Otorohanga?
No. We've been in Otorohanga for about 20 years.
Yeah, nearly. 2004 we moved our workshop into Otorohanga. Until 2020. And we were going to retire. And we thought, what are we going to do? Are we going to retire? And this shop came up. Let's just buy the shop. Mm. Why not? What else are you going to do when you get to 65? So we did that, and it's, apart from COVID, it's been quite amazing. It's immediately raised our profile, and of course we get a lot of people coming through from Taranaki, for instance, or going to Taranaki, and it's State Highway 3. I mean, you can't really get better than that.
What is the most popular bag?
Yeah, the peg bag. It's, we sell so many of those, it's crazy.
So we're at the face of the shop now, really, aren't we?
Mm. We have tradies bags. Designed this for a plumber they needed the bag to drag under houses, so it's very heavy duty. It's double lined with PVC ripstop with canvas ripstop. It's as strong as I can make it.
And open at the top, so easy access.
Yeah, for putting tools in. And then somewhere else I had... No, I think I sold it. Oh, no, here it is. The bum bag. I designed it around 5 cans of Waikato, the day Waikato came out in cans.
No way.
Yeah. A mate of mine brought half a dozen around. He plonks these on, and so it was a hot day, so I tried one out and it worked. And I thought I could design a bag around the five. That's why it was always five.
Because you've already drunk one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
<Thank you. laughs> This is a bag I designed for myself. After 40 years of designing bags for other people, I thought, I'm designing one for myself. So you put an ice pack.
In the bottom.
In the bottom. You've got two stubbies at the end. You've got six more stubbies which go inside with another ice pack stand in. And then the last stubby goes in behind the ice pack. It does me
the perfect bag, really, for a good night out.
It is. Yeah, the trucking bag. You've got top pocket for your laptop or your logbook. You've got two drinks. You've got your wallet. You've got your phone.
Your secret little pocket.
You've got your torch. And you've got a bit there for your dirty magazine.
Suits all the requirements of being on the road.
Yeah.
How do you think of all the new patterns and new ideas?
Occasionally it is something a customer will ask for. But very occasionally I dream about it. I've worked out a few bags which I've had problems with how to put them together. I've woken up in the morning and gone, Christine, I've got to go to work now. And I come to work and I've saved a lot of money by coming and putting it down on material.
Are you guys sort of touched on before, oh no, we'll keep going, you know, what do you do in retirement anyway? Do you see an end anytime soon to it?
Well, at the moment, yeah, we're 68. And how long do we work for? I want to, I would like to sell the business. And it's not going to be an expensive business. It's what it is. But I want to put at least 2 years into teaching, because there is so many things I've sorted out, how to make the bag, the shortcuts. You can never have too many Dan's Bags.
Dan Hickman there of Dan's Bags. And you also heard from his wife, Chris.